The following Dharma talk was recorded in May 2015 in St. Louis, Missouri, from the retreat called Anatta, the Buddha's Teaching on Non-Self, taught by Gloria Terania Ambrosia. The retreat was sponsored by Mid-America Dharma. If you like this recording, you can find more talks at www.midamericadharma.org. For questions, we welcome your emails sent to info@midamericadharma.org. Gloria Terania Ambrosia teaches within the Thai Forest tradition and is a lay Buddhist minister in association with Abhayagiri Buddhist Monastery in California. She has been a Dhamma teacher since 1990, served as a resident teacher of the Insight Meditation Society from 1996 to 1999, and is a core faculty member at Barry Center for Buddhist Studies, where she does most of her teaching. For more information, go to www.bcbsdharma.org.
So there's a lot of ways to frame or understand what the meditation is and why we do it. But actually, it's all pointing to the same thing. It's just that you can look at it from different angles. And so as we sit here this morning, you know, one is moved by the impulse to just relax and settle the mind, just to breathe easy and let go, let things be as they are. And the purpose of that, in and of itself, it's very refreshing. But it's also so that we can see more clearly, so that we can garner insight into the inner workings of the body and mind. That's the sort of the structure, if you will. But it's being done so that we can see where we suffer and where we don't. That's one way the Buddha frames it. It's about suffering and the end of suffering. But one could also say it's about seeing what it's like when we're tangled and caught, and seeing what it's like when we're free of that. Really getting a sense of life without that impulse to follow, to grab hold of old patterns that are useless to us, that don't serve us anymore. That's one way of seeing it. Learning about karma, learning about what constitutes the skillful and what doesn't, and where we want to be in that. And then there's also learning about non-attachment, just that movement of the mind that grabs hold. Maybe you're sitting here and you're a little tired, and it's very easy to just kind of move into that, let it take us over. Not realizing that we have options, even with something these kind of biological experiences and mental experiences. We have options whether or not we're going to move into them. But until you meditate, you don't know that. So some frame it in a way, it's all about non-attachment. Not grabbing hold, seeing the discrete aspects of experience and letting the body and mind be. And you can feel this sense of, you know, but it's me. Well, it is and it isn't. Conventionally, it is. But this is one of the other ways that we talk about meditation. It's about cultivating, developing a proper relationship with the body and mind. And that's what this teaching on non-self is all about. It's like, it's not to persist in taking everything personally. And that can sound crazy because of this conventional reality. It is personal. But there's a level at which it's not at all. It's just the arising and passing away of phenomenon. And so we're trying to realize that for ourselves. As ideas, they sound a little crazy, but when you sit here and meditate and you look and see, it's like, you know, I'll be darned, that's true. We've all had the experience of maybe having an idea and just going, nah, I'm not going to think that. And you don't, in some ways, you don't need to meditate to even do that. We've done it before, we meditated. But now we're understanding more that that truly is an option. The way the Buddha puts it in one of the suttas is, you know, that literally when you become a master of this, you can look at thought itself and say, and recognize that it's thought. And you, and not and actually have the very real mastery over whether or not you're going to think that thought. It's quite amazing. So it's a lot to reflect upon first thing in the morning, but it's also important to be clear on why we're here, why we're doing this. There's a lot of different ways we describe it or explain it to ourselves. And they're all right. They're all important. And what we're looking at this weekend is one of the ways to understand the experience of suffering and the end of suffering. The arising of a sense of self around what's happening and the freedom from that. And, you know, it's a very important insight in insight meditation. Because it really, perhaps more than anything, forms the basis for letting go. And once we see this, and it can be seen, and it's one of the first things that we see in the Buddha's description of the stages of awakening, then once we see it, then that movement of the mind that takes us into delusion decreases and eventually decreases dramatically. So when all is said and done, very useful and helpful just to go to basics and start this morning with basics, but to understand why. And the basics are relax. Let the body breathe. Notice that it's doing that of its own accord. One isn't making that happen. We can influence it, but you don't make it happen. It's happening because that's what the body does. And just let that be. Feel the impact of the ease that letting it be facilitates. And then as you settle, just maybe in a subtle way, you wonder, you notice or ask yourself, how do I know that's happening? And in a way, it's very simple. There is a knowing. There is awareness of what is. And we settle into that as well. So the development of the mind is just getting these two capacities of our experience, getting them up and running, relaxation and awareness, concentration, mindfulness, samadhi, vipassana, however you frame it. Just relax and run that as a mantra in a way, so that until the mind begins to respond to that call, that suggestion, to relax, let the belly relax, the shoulders, the jaw. And in that relaxed state, notice that there is an attention here. There is a knowing of what's happening. And just settle into that and actually know what's happening. The body feels like this. The mind is doing this. But if you cultivate that posture, if you will, from a decidedly unattached perspective, then everything that needs to happen, everything that we need to see, will just lay itself at our feet. So just to work with that this morning, and as the day progresses, really establishing ourselves in this relaxed state of awareness. And in a way, trusting that everything that needs to happen will happen from that. We can easily try too hard, strive too much. There is a striving, but it's more the not getting caught up that we're trying, that we're working to do. It's not like making something happen. It's actually not making something happen.